I would like to introduce the second speaker, Joe, from the Arnold Group of Women.
So just watching her, kid. Yeah. I'm going to have a name, Joe.
Yeah.
She was all worried I was going to steal her stuff. And, you know, I don't know if I can put anything in any better words than anything I heard from her. There's a lot of other things I'd rather be doing today. You know, we drove 2 hours, and, you know, some of my character defects, I actually considered telling Sandy a white lie, and like, that's not who I am today, you know. And thanks to my wife, sort of like, you know, there was things that come up that was no reason that I couldn't come up here. People did this for me, and it's why I continue to do it. In a week and a half, it'll be 22 years if God keeps letting me suck air into my lungs. And, you know, like Jerry and I talked about the process, and that's sort of where I like. I sat on my porch this morning, and I find peace and serenity different places, like Jerry was talking about. And we had this place down the river that I sit on a porch, and, you know, I never understood why my dad sat there and stared at the creek when I was in my addiction and used to come down there and sit by the keg. Excuse me. Or a few times I got out of rehab and went straight down there thinking that alcohol was okay, sitting by the keg and finding myself, you know, back into the same stuff. But that's where I get a lot of my peace today, and that's where I would be, and that's where I would have been today, and that's where I will be in a little while. This is great, man. I was here one other time. I didn't realize it until I pulled in. It's amazing how things come flooding back to you. You know, Sandy also asked me what I wanted. I didn't want to do it to begin with. Like, I don't like speaking to begin with anywhere. Okay, I do it because that's what we do. I do it. I'm hoping that somebody. I'm glad that there's people in my life, and I can see it working in their life that are going to carry this thing on, this message that we call recovery, because, you know, it has changed my life too. And I have a shirt that says, "Thank God I'm not the man I used to be. Not the man I want to be, but thank God I'm not the man I used to be." And that's sort of what it's like for me today. The longer I stay around, and the more things come at me in life, and you know, I experience more stuff, have room to feel the feelings involved with living life, you know. Well, I think one of the favorite things that I heard out of Jerry Ann's mouth, besides the process, which I wanted to talk about, because some of the things I read today was reminding me about the process of the first 3 steps, the foundation that gave me for working the 6 and 7 steps. So I know we're talking about the 6 and 7 step here, but like, there's no way to talk about any of these steps without incorporating them, especially the ones directly in front of it, but in totality, in general. It's about living life. It's about becoming a different person, somebody who you strive to be. She mentioned that we're not perfect, obviously. That, you know, there's so many things. And the reason I brought my book, I don't bring my book. And when I give a lead in front of people, I don't generally talk about my using days. What I value most is the recovery process. And it's come slow for me, okay? I'm going to be honest, like I was honest with the thing about almost calling Sandy, because here's my character defect. She didn't call me till 2 days ago and remind me, like she told me 2 months ago, asked me, and I told her, "Oh, come on, find somebody else." And, you know, and we talked, and she said, "Come on, Joey, I want, you know." So I'm it's an honor for, like Jerry Ann said, to do anything for this program. And, you know, I look up to Sandy like she looks up to me, and I've seen her since I come around in her struggles like she's seen me in mine. And just because I've been around for a few days, it doesn't mean that, you know, life gets easier. It doesn't mean that, you know, you do the right thing all the time. I sort of lost my train of thought. You're not any different, Jerry. One of the biggest things I... Dude! Hold on, I'm going to come forward. My man. One of the best things in this program has given me is like the ability to, like Jerry says, I'm sorry that I keep saying like Jerry said, like to care about other people and to, you know, worry about what else is going on. Get out of that self-centeredness that that brings us to our knees. And, you know, the, I don't know, I did want to tell you that, you know, if I start stumbling with things to say, and I'm not looking, I didn't even know it was going to be recorded. I didn't know this was like, you know, I don't know. I should know better now. I've been around long enough to know. You know, I did this one time at convention, a couple times at convention, and it never gets any easier. But the whole thing about this is you know, initially surrendering, getting some hope and faith in the second step. The third step teaches me about, you know, willingness and trust. Okay, turning my life over, and that built a foundation for when I did my first four steps. Because believe me, if you stick around, you're gonna add things. You're gonna do little mini four steps. You might rearrange. You might relive all this stuff. You might obviously you heard me say it. I think Jerry Ann said it, it's about living this stuff. It's not just reading it, writing it, trying to recite stuff or quote stuff. Now, I'm big on some things in the book. I can quote a lot of things. It's really not until your life experiences teach you about the things that, you know, I don't know how many times. I started telling you, my mind misfires all the time. I started telling you about the word I was really keen on. It was distortion, Jerry Ann. Remember talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like, I've been around quite a few days. And just recently, that came up at we were reading out of the Living Clean book at a literature meeting. I go to a lot of, every chance I get, I do literature meeting because I believe that's where the growth is here. Okay, and it was like a slap. It was like an awakening to me to like realize that my disease is a distortion of reality. It's just like we tend to take normal human things and blow them way out of proportion, you know. It's okay to be, you know, care about yourself, but when you get into that self-centered, and you know, the whole world revolves around me, and I'm the king shit, and you know, your opinion don't matter, and all that kind of stuff is when we start sliding into that the disease of addiction thinking, you know, disease thinking. I heard it said before, and to this day, that the word itself. Disease is like, you know, you hear it so many times that lead means we don't feel comfortable in our skin. It's just, you know, it's something I can relate to. I'm sure most of us can relate to that as we grow up, you know, trying to fit in, trying to do stuff, trying to be who we're not, trying to please people like Jerry Ann talked about. I really am so proud of you, Jerry Ann, and anybody that, like, we many of you have seen her come to her process. I think I talked about how the first three steps, you know, I was reading in the literature again this morning, and underlining. Actually, there was underlinings from a couple of times I've reviewed stuff. Today I highlighted some stuff that actually stood out to me differently. If you go to literature meetings and continue to do that, you'll find things that jump out at you at different times that probably has to do with the life experiences that you, or your awareness factor. I know that's what a big spiritual principle of this step is, you know, is awareness, willingness and awareness. Willingness when we get to seven, to try to let God help us with these natural things that occur. That human beings, you know, we want to be loved. We want, you know, our wants and needs. As, you know, we talk about, I think one of the things I was thinking about was the pamphlet Triangle of Self-Obsession, and how I've heard it said, and my own experience has been that, you know, most of our character defects can be rooted down, how do you say that in business? Scroll down, drill down, that's what, I don't know if that's in your vocabulary, you guys. Like, when I was in my last few years of work, like, oh, everything was these damn laid out processes, and you find a topic, you drill down, and you drill down some more, you drill down. You know, we're going for the root of what the hell it is, whether it's a business thing, the cause of an accident, or, you know, why we do the things we do when we're presented with situations in life. One of the biggest challenges for me, before I go any further, I'm going to tell you that if you think that you're slow in your recovery process, don't be alarmed. Like, I used to joke about it, And I used to make jokes that, like, I can't go to spiritual retreats because I'm not spiritual for 5-10 years. And like, that's nothing to be proud of. But, like, my process really was slow. Somebody gave me a sticker. Paul's Saturday Night Meeting, when it was still open. And it said, some of us recover more slowly than others. And there was a picture of a turtle and a rabbit. And, you know, he said, Joey, you're just a turtle. And, you know, that guy's not with us no more. He's took the other path. And I don't know whether he's dead or not. I know the woman he was with died of a direct result of disease. But, like, you know, there is no rush in this program, you know. More will be revealed as you live life, as you come into experiences. A lot of you know, that big thing, 3 years ago in my life, 3+ years ago, you know, and I was making leaps and bounds with contact with the higher power and doing, you know, working on step 11 for the second or third time and just continually trying to stay in touch and trying to develop a better relationship with the guy that directs my life, you know. And hit a roadblock, man. We had, he had been, I don't even know if I, you know, I really don't even need to talk about it. But, like, the thing that happened was my mother died. Edie had an accident that it almost killed her. And she was hospitalized 5 months. During that time, she had every major complication you can have. Back in ICU 4 times. And during one of those times, my sister died of lung cancer, my younger sister. So, like, that year was a test for me, man. And I got some good life experience with not only staying clean, but, like, with dealing with things that I found out, like, how self-centered I still can be, even though the person who I love and who I value that I met in my life, God, that's another thing about pushing relationships. I was really glad you talked about that, and I noticed you're going to throw me off where I was. But, like, if you're trying to push, if you're trying to make a relationship work, it's not going to work, man. I'm telling you, you have to let God intervene. It goes back to that process that I wanted to talk about. You know, everything here, I used to hate that word. You know, and I guess someday I'm probably going to hate that distortion word. You know, but that's the truth of the matter is. And, you know, I found out some things I don't even like to share. I'm like, you know, I had gone so long without man-woman relations. And, you know, I find myself not only sharing with my friends, but even at times talking about it in meetings. I was so afraid that was going to take me out. Like, big deal, you know. In rehab, the last rehab for me, it was a revelation to me that your penis is one of the only organs that won't fall off if you don't use it. It made me laugh at the time. But, like, you know, I had those issues back then when these counselors that were smart enough to figure out what was ticking inside me and steered me away, the things they made me do, like staying away from the women's side, you know, like from not wearing hats, from just letting the world see me for who I am and not trying to hide behind the facades that I always did. Now, it was hard, man, but I learned it. Like, in her, and I don't even know if Edie's ever heard this, but, like, I've talked to some of her friends that have helped me through this. Like, they know the man I am today. They know that I learned about commitment in these rooms. And that's one of the big things in life that I hope you all learn about. Not necessarily in your relationship, but just commitment to what you do, what you say you're going to do. Okay? If you tell somebody you're going to be there, you make plans, just like this thing with Sandy, you know. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have followed through, but I just really wanted to say, you know, Edie's grandmother died 2 days ago. She did. Like, but, like, there's no funeral today. And, like, you know, it's ridiculous. Lost my train of thought, Jerry Ann. You're not the only person that happens to it. I was talking about, you know, the painful things I had to share to get through, to help me through the self-centered things that I was thinking at the time. Like, here she was, the person who I loved and respected and helped me through my trials and tribulations. We've been together 18 years. And, you know, it took this act of God and all these other things in my life and a knowledge of what recovery brings to bring, don't cry, baby, please, to bring out these things. Because I found, here's what I was going to tell you, and I'm going to wrap up pretty soon. She genuinely talked about your motives. That's what I found about here. Like, I talked to my friends about it too, but I also, like, sought out women to boo-hoo to for this certain things. And why do you think that was? I figured that out after like a few weeks. I'm like, and I talked about it with somebody. And hoping that maybe somebody would say, okay, Joe, you're poor, you deserve to have some sex and stuff like that. And it's funny, but it's not. I'm telling you, these are things that her going through that and me going through with her, living this program, taking the defects that I've discovered at six and trying to make them less of a shortcoming in my life. Okay, because like Jerry Ann said, we're not, none of us are perfect. We're never going to be. We're going to fall short. I think I did want to read one last thing before I finish up. But it really was, it was an honor to come here and see you guys. And I'm glad, I actually need a speaker in this week or two. I don't know if you're willing with your family to travel, but, I have my eyes open for somebody. It says here, and this is the end of step 7, it says, we are being changed. We've not only heard about the miracle of recovery, we are becoming living, breathing examples of what the power of an AA program can do. Spiritual life has ceased to be a theory we hear about in meetings. It is now becoming a tangible reality. We can see a miracle simply by looking in the mirror. Every one of us is a miracle here, man. Even one day clean. The God of our understanding has taken us from spiritually unconscious, hopeless addicts to spiritually aware, recovering addicts eager to live. I want to thank you guys for listening. And honestly, every time I do something that I don't want to do, that's the way it's been the whole time in my recovery. From the very beginning, when I didn't want to admit defeat, when I didn't want to turn my will over. And everything that recovery has taught me to do that I didn't want to do brings me a step closer to the guy that I was telling that I wanted to be. I don't know, man. It's a beautiful program. Do yourself a favor. Work the steps. I believe that's, to me, the meat of the program is 4 and 5, learning about yourself, learning what you like, what you don't, 6 and 7, being aware of your defects, 7, asking, and it only happens through time and being sticking around, staying through the tough times as well as the good ones, the rest of the process is about starting to forgive yourself, forgiving others, and carrying a message to the act who still suffers like we do. It's what we're doing when we show up for people. Thanks.
Thank you.